The U.S. is approaching a new era. President Barack Obama delivers his farewell address tonight, just 10 days before Donald Trump takes office. We get the latest now from U.S. correspondent Simon Mark. Simon, good evening to you and welcome. President Obama gives his farewell speech in Chicago. Of course, that's where he's from. It's also the same place where he gave his historic victory speech on that Tuesday night in 2008, isn't it?
It is indeed, Iman, and it's also the very spot on which he stood a decade ago when he first ignited his presidential bid and expressed formally his aspiration to become America's next president. Then, back in 2007, he of course succeeded in that endeavor in 2008 and is wrapping up 8 years behind the walls of the White House in very reflective mood. This of course is going to be a seismic shift politically. He'll be succeeded by the man he never wanted to be succeeded by, Donald Trump. He was hoping that Hillary Clinton would carry the mantle forward. And so Barack Obama is closing a chapter not just on 8 years of his own presidency, but on the 8 years of the Democratic Party controlling the White House. And I think in the hours ahead we can really expect him to sound the pillars of what he hopes will be his presidential legacy. This is a man who, when he stands there at McCormick Place in Chicago in a few hours' time, definitely has his eyes on what historians may write about his presidency, and he will begin the task of trying to shape that historical story.
And to the point you've just made, Simon, a day ago the White House released that video which showed a collection of Barack Obama's or people's favorite Barack Obama moments, but they pivoted on that election slogan, "Yes, we can." Is his speech likely to focus on that particular theme again?
Yes, very much so, and for a couple of different reasons. First of all, yes, we can, in the sense that he's going to say that it is possible to change America for the better, and he's going to argue that he has done precisely that over the course of the last 8 years in a whole array of different domestic and foreign policy areas. But it's the "we" bit of that phrase, "yes, we can," that he's also going to accentuate. He's going to argue that he didn't just do this himself. He's going to put across the argument that he did it in partnership with the American people. And certainly if you listen to what Michelle Obama said in her final speech publicly just a few days ago as First Lady, I think you're going to hear echoes of that in what President Obama has to say, trying to say to Americans, and particularly to young voters, don't lose your sense of idealism, don't lose the spirit of optimism that he will argue swept him into power back in 2008. It is still spirit that he will say can carry the nation forward, even though so many of his supporters are obviously upset and depressed about what lies ahead with Donald Trump moving into the White House, and so many of his detractors argue that his record in government is actually much thinner than Barack Obama and his supporters would otherwise suggest.
And perhaps the themes of unity as well interwoven into that speech, Simon, because it comes at a time when Donald Trump, the incumbent, is locking horns with Meryl Streep after her caustic references to him in her Golden Globes acceptance speech. It's drawn a range of critical views. What does it say about the still lingering divisions in American society after his election?
Well, they are intense. I mean, he's locking horns with Meryl Streep, and he's locking horns, frankly, with anyone who criticizes him publicly and attracts the Klieg lights of publicity when they do so. Donald Trump, whatever you think of his politics, whether you like him or dislike him, has again demonstrated in the last few days that he has got skin that is as thin as a wafer, and he's ready to use what he refers to as his beautiful Twitter account to hit back at anyone who levels public criticism against him. But look, this is a deeply, deeply divided country. Michelle Obama, in her speech, talked about the importance of triumphing the country's diversity and continuing to do that in the years ahead. I'm sure we'll hear the same from Barack Obama, who of course goes down in history as the country's first black president, in and of itself an historic achievement that many people are citing as he prepares to leave the White House for the last time in 10 days' time, and then moving in Donald Trump, a figure who has been much more divisive on the stage, even though he has called for unity in the aftermath of that very divisive election with Hillary Clinton. There are many people in this country, those who voted for Hillary Clinton, and privately some Republicans here, who will tell you they're not entirely sure that he's got the character to put unity together and build it around him.
Certainly some big political moments on the US calendar coming up. Simon, thank you very much for the update.